Are you going through stuff? Seem like you can't make it? Seem like it's too hard? It's too heavy? Do you feel like giving up and quitting? He said, take my yoke upon you. Oh, well, get your Bible and open it up and say, Holy Spirit, talk to me. I'm about to read what you said. Talk to me. Show me. Because what I'm in now, it's not working for me. I'm burdened down. I'm confused. I'm broke. I'm thinking about giving up. I'm depressed all the time. I work. Seem like nothing come together. I do this. And I laugh for a little while. But the next thing you know, I'm full of misery and sorrow. I'm crying. I try to eat my sorrow away. I've tried crying my sorrow away. I tried all these things and nothing had worked for me because I'm not really happy. I put on the front when I get in front of my friend. But I don't really tell them what I do when I get behind closed doors. Huh? I try to make them look like I got it all together. But really, I'm messed up. See, I don't put on the front. What you see here, you see behind the closed door. Hallelujah. Because he's real to me. He's not something that I made up. I put on the front with, he's real in my life. Do I have it all together? No, but I'm working on it. Hallelujah. So he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am how? Meek, lowly in heart, and ye shall, he didn't say you might, he said what? Ye shall find what? Rest unto what? Ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden are light. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 145 and verse 13 says, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures unto all generation. Hallelujah. God brought forth us into a kingdom that will last forever, forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want to tell you that Jesus came here. This is my closing. He defeated the enemy. He defeated all works of darkness. He put them to flight. He destroyed them of their rule over you. He defeated them and he did it by conquest. Hallelujah. I say he did it through conquest. That means he took everything Satan had, all the control, all the influence, all the power, whatever he had, he took it, destroyed his effect and his power. And when we come to Jesus and allow that word, we receive eternal life. We get born into the kingdom. Then we walk in the light of that word. That kingdom of darkness may come against us, but it never will overcome us. How can that be, you say? Because the greater one is on the inside of you. And the words that you speak will cause you to walk in victory or defeat. Amen. And he told us, hallelujah, he told us that by the word of his power, he is holding all things together. Hallelujah. And this kingdom of darkness has been defeated. Now you and I have been raised up and seated with God Almighty in Christ Jesus at the right hand of God Almighty, that we might reign and rule in life today, over the circumstances of life and test and trial that may come your way. Hallelujah. We have the blood, hallelujah, that covers us when stuff comes trying to take us out and make us not be and tell us that we don't have what God said. We say, I plead the blood. I tell you, I'm a blood washed, blood bought child of God. And you can't touch, you can't put your hands on what the blood have cleansed. You can't contaminate a blood washed child of God. Hallelujah. And so when you take your stand on the word of God, knowing your place, knowing who you are, then you rise above the test, the trial, the circumstances of life, and you triumph every day. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Not just every once in a while, but you walk in victory. You walk in victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise be to Jesus. There is a name. I said, there is a name. That name is above every name and has been given to you and me. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for raising us up and bringing us into a kingdom. There's no lack. There's no shortage. And Father, I thank you for the light of this word becoming real in the hearts of your children. As we come to this year, this time, we thank you, Lord, that you brought us to a place where we can receive all that's been taken and recover all that's been lost. Thank you for it today. Now, Father, I thank you that those who are here today, everyone in this building will be sure where they'll stand with God and they'll know that they're right with you, that they can walk with you, that when troublesome time come, Father, then they can stand the test. They can walk through in victory, even though stuff coming against them. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen.